did cocaine.
What?
There was a bear.
A bear?
It was...
Hey, that's inappropriate.
Okay. All right. So we're here. Manchester Inklink podcast. We don't have an official name yet. This is... We're calling it episode zero. I don't know if... Manchester podcast.
Ground zero, yeah.
Manchester Inklink, Manchester podcast. I don't know if that's going to work, if that's already taken, but anyway, in any case, I am here today. I am William Robidoux. I am sitting in the beautiful Beacon Building below in Oregon at the Manchester Inklink recording studio. I'm here with Nathan Graziano, writer for Manchester Inklink, and Carol Robidoux, founder, publisher, and owner of Manchester Inklink. And we are here today to discuss... A movie of our times, Cocaine Bear. Nathan has written a review of the movie that you can see published on Inklink soon. Or if you can just listen to this and hear some...
save yourself the hassle of having to read.
So. No, but I figured we could just kind of go looking through the movie. I know, I'm sure... Nathan, what do you prefer?
Nate. I publish under Nathan. Nate's fine.
Yeah, I publish under William. Actually, I publish under Bill. You can call me Bill. I'll call you Nate.
All right, that sounds good.
This is not...
And Bill calls me Mom, for anybody wondering.
So. All right, I'm going to still call you Carol, though.
You can.
Right. We could all call her Mom. Yeah, but yeah, I figured we could just kind of do a quick little breakdown of our expectations, realities, and then just little notes that we had or things that we thought were interesting.
Sure.
So, yeah, I know you had some thoughts going in. Right before we walked into the studio, for context, Nate just said... it wasn't what I expected. So go on, give me.
It wasn't, and I'll start with this. My default setting in approaching anything is wise ass. So I immediately thought that Cocaine Bear was going to be an absolute train wreck, and that I was going to have a field day just taking apart this really, really terrible film.
Uh-huh.
And I was surprised that actually was not my takeaway from all of it.
Interesting. Okay.
And in fact, as I was leaving the theater last night, and I saw it last night, I turned to my friend Kim and I said, you know what this was? This was a cinematic Rorschach test, that whatever you see in Cocaine Bear is what you decide you want to see.
Wow. Okay.
That's deep.
Yeah.
And so for the listeners, Cocaine Bear, synopsis, you know, a paragraph synopsis. What is this movie all about?
Okay.
Cocaine Bear.
Directed,
it's ridiculous title. So.
First of all, it's directed by Elizabeth Banks.
Correct.
Which is important. I think it's an important part of Cocaine Bear and what Nathan's about to say, right?
Well, what I would say, plot-wise, there is nothing to sink your teeth into. That the title of the movie does it justice. That is the plot summary.
Okay.
There is a bear. The bear does cocaine. Kills some people. The end. That's about all you need to know about Cocaine Bear. That every single one of the characters in this film is two-dimensional. You have no reason whatsoever to invest in them. There is nothing clever or interesting about the writing or the plot. Yet, the film works.
Yeah, I agree. And what's interesting is I think that two-dimensional characters were a choice. I think this, I have a note right here, massacred in the editing room. There was story here. There was narrative. There's even hints. For example, there's two children in the film who eventually discover the cocaine originally.
Yes.
For context, the premise of the movie is, in reality, this really happened. At some point in time, cocaine fell out of a plane into the woods, and a bear did it. And it was found by park rangers. It was catatonic, and I think it died.
Yeah, well what I read about
that was what really happened.
What happened with the bear, and I actually said this in my column, is that saying that this is loosely based on the truth is kind of like saying The Natural is loosely based on my life story, because I did play baseball and I hit a home run in Little League. So yeah, The Natural's about me.
Yes, it takes one event and it stretches it out for 90
correct.
Minutes.
Correct, and the real story, I believe, is that the bear ingested about 3 grams of cocaine and then died of a heart attack.
Right.
End of story.
But in this film, Cocaine Bear, of which all plot has been stripped away, all character motivation has been stripped away, except for the fact that a bear is on cocaine and it is there. It is doing things The bear runs the forest. The bear has a happy family of cocaine cubs and cocaine bear. They all become addicted to cocaine. They're on a bender, and it fuels, it brings the bear back to life. Cocaine is basically a like a magic potion.
Yeah.
For the story of the bear. I would say, for me, when I finished, I was like, this is Avengers Infinity War for the bear. The bear is Thanos.
See, the one thing I kept thinking during the entire film is that this is all an homage to the Evil Dead.
Yeah,
it had the gratuitous gore. I mean, multiple scenes with severed limbs being thrown just onto the screen.
My initial thought was Elizabeth Banks is trying to bring back the raunchy aughts comedy.
Yeah.
A little bit with like that like violent over the top like children do cocaine in the first half an hour of this movie. They don't do it properly. They eat it off of a knife, like big tablespoons of it, and it's played for laughs. But that's what I was saying about the editing. There's a character, a little boy.
Right? Yeah.
And he has a crush on this little girl, and he mentions his dad, you know, forgot to make him lunch again. There's these little clues to, like, there were characters. They did have a story. Yeah. There was going to be journeys for them. They were going to go places and realize things, and they don't. It's all just abandoned.
Well, who needs lunch when you have cocaine?
Yeah, that's the big premise. I will say, other notes I had, right? It was with Banks. Yeah, I think she did a great job directing this. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great homage at Evil Dead. 80s movies mixed with
Friday the 13th.
Like aughts, like grungy, gory movies. Alden Ehrenreich, and I had to Google how to pronounce his last name. He played Solo in the Star Wars movie. He's in a lot of movies. He carried this movie on his back. He was probably the only good actor in the whole film, and it showed, right?
Yeah, like, that a very low bar.
Yeah, he plays the son of the drug lord who lost the cocaine, who is greedy.
Ray Liotta.
Yeah, Ray Liotta, who I mentioned.
Not exactly the swan song he might have dreamed of.
Yeah, this film had like so many surprises like that. It was like, okay, I guess Ray Liotta's in this film, and it's his last appearance. So,
yeah.
And I guess in...
Not exactly Henry Hill.
But there is a nice bookend of cocaine with Henry Hill and whoever drug lord
there it is.
Of cocaine.
Yeah.
His career was bookended by cocaine. I think he would have appreciated that. I was very happy for that. You know, I was happy to see him, and I was happy for the fact that cocaine defined his career. But yeah, Alden Ehrenreich carried this movie on his back. Every scene he was in, he played the son of the drug lord grieving his dead wife, right? And he had to go get the coke for his dad, even though he just wanted to be sad about his wife. It was a really good scene. His girlfriend's name was Joan. He's introduced at a bar. You see on his chest is the tattoo. It says John. And he goes, they spelled her name wrong. I had to live with John for a week.
Yeah.
I thought that was a pretty good joke.
Yeah. Obvious way of getting backstory in there. But hey, you know, it's Cocaine Bear.
So, Nate, at what point did you realize it wasn't the movie you thought it was going to be and it was a good surprise?
It was. I would say that the first time that I actually laughed out loud, because I thought the movie was raucously funny. I laughed out loud a number of times. And again, the other thing about the film was that it absolutely tripped my irony switch. I couldn't really tell whether or not this was meant to be, you know, just campy irony, or it was a, you know, send up of 80. I couldn't tell at points. I was just watching the film and purely enjoying it.
I felt like the film also could have just been like a short film. Like, I felt like something happened to me in the middle, like 45 minutes of the movie. It's a 90-minute movie, so like the middle 45 minutes would be like after the beginning, before the end. I just zoned out. I went someplace else, and I was thinking very like philosophically about like Cocaine Bear. I don't know. The plot like didn't matter at all, right? Like the bear comes, it kills people. It's established as a monster, essentially. There's some really gory scenes where it like drips blood on people. It's like kind of
gross. Yeah, it was that was the Evil Dead.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah, that like body bear horror. Yeah, but by the end, like it all comes together, and they somehow scrape an ending out of all the things that are happening in the movie, and the villain dies, and the bears live happily ever after with cocaine.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we should give spoilers. Uh-oh. You're going into Cocaine Bear and expecting a plot? No, don't do that.
The bear is the protagonist.
Yeah.
The bear is
Pretty much. Because there's no clear plot otherwise.
The mother, I think, could be the other protagonist, but there's not even... What's her story? Like, her story is just she looks for her kid, she finds her. There's no journey.
Yeah, there was a boyfriend that I guess the kid didn't like or something along those lines.
I missed that.
I
didn't even catch that part.
Yeah, there was something along those lines. But the cubs were really cute.
CGI bear was great. CGI bear was great. So I guess I feel like I've covered most of the things I wanted to say about Cocaine Bear. Is there anything more to add to this discussion of Cocaine Bear? Are there any more deep threads to pull on?
I really don't think there are. I mean, and again, my default setting is that of a wise ass. I thought I was going to sit there and write this really outrageous satire comparing Cocaine Bear to Citizen Kane and you know, all of that. And I scrapped that plan because I actually enjoyed the film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you thought it was going to be like they were going to take something seriously and fail at it, or
I expected that the film was just going to have no redeemable qualities to it whatsoever. I didn't really expect that they were going to do these homages to campy 80s horror films and to do it justice, and they did. And by the way, the ending as well, Goonies. It was very much playing off of, you know, these adventure films and really overdone. Even the soundtrack was very,
Yeah, it's a good point. I could see how they were shooting for that, but I think a lot of that just got lost in that. I think they had to edit it down to 90 minutes just to keep people's attention, because even mine was wavering within 90 and... I like movies. Like
I'm not going to watch 2 hours of Cocaine Bear.
Yeah, no one would.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, so there might have even been, you might have even seen more of what you're talking about, their creativity and, you know, the art of whatever.
It wasn't poorly shot.
Would you call Cocaine Bear art? Does it classify as art?
Oh, wow. Boy. I guess in the broadest sense of the term, sure.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. It is art, but it's not...
It's not high art.
I'd have to admit it was art, but I wouldn't be like, yeah, that's...
Yeah. again, my original idea was I was going to compare it to, you know, Elizabeth Banks with her directorial debut with Orson Welles and Citizen Kane and you know, just completely do a send-up that way, but...
I didn't know. Her actual, I think, directorial debut was Charlie's Angels 2019.
Oh, no. Did she do that?
That was her.
Oh, I'm sorry for her.
she's definitely getting her foot in the game. I think she's doing a great job. If she can make Cocaine Bear happen, their viral marketing was probably the best part of everything.
They cleaned up at the box stall. I think 23.3 million last weekend.
My theater
the
was
office.
Half full on a Wednesday.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Like, and it was full last night, Thursday night.
The viral marketing. I knew about it from way in advance, but that was definitely viral marketing on Reddit. Someone posted it today. I learned about this bear on cocaine, and it's like the top comment was, "Oh, there's going to be a movie." Right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I remember that, and then it happened.
Oh, the trailer was brilliant.
And then, and then even on Reddit recently, they're like, there's been lots of posts about Alden Ehrenreich, right? Just highlighting him because he carried the film, and I caught a wind of that, and I was like, okay, like something might happen here. They hit just the right like level of like this movie is ridiculous, and we're gonna promote it ridiculously, but not overdoing it and turning people off. People are interested in like,
yeah.
What is this thing? Even when I was ordering the ticket, I was telling Carol, I was like, one for Cocaine Bear, please. Like, it felt wrong to say it. The clerk was probably 16 behind the counter. And I'm like, how is this even? Because we have it kind of breezed over that. How is Cocaine Bear even made? Like, it's it glorifies cocaine. Children do cocaine in the movie, and there's no consequences. It's a magic potion.
And in fact, I can end it with this. It is how I end my column as well. It's a little key bump of pleasure.
So what's the official Inklink rating? If you're posting the review, what is your out of 10 rating?
7.
Okay. My personal rating, I was going to give it a 6, but then I thought about all the time I spent zoning out, and I'm going to say a 5, but I think there's a 7 in there.
Yeah.
But I'm someone who, like, I could see the story was missing in the editing, and that's what I hated was, like, the editing wasn't strong, and... That to me, like, I felt like I could have loved it. Could have been a perfect movie.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe one day there's going to be an extended director's cut of Cocaine Bear by Elizabeth Banks, and I will purchase that Blu-ray.
I think my diminished expectations going into the film is probably what inflated the grade a little bit. I really thought it was going to be just a complete piece of trash.
But I agree with your closing statement, and I also agree with your opening statement, because to me, I went in expecting just Cocaine Bear.
Yeah.
And I got exactly what I expected, yeah. And I was happy with that. But I could see people being disappointed.
No false advertising.
Also, I love, just to close this out one final time, comparing it to Marvel, they had multiple post-credit cutscenes of Cocaine Bear. Did you stay for all those, or did you just bounce?
I did not. No, I bounced after.
You missed, and there's like three, and I'm like, there's extra story behind Cocaine Bear. They're hiding under the credits. Wow. Wow. Just wow. They're really playing their strengths, and the people who are into Cocaine Bear will get everything that they need out of Cocaine Bear.
Agreed.
That's a wrap. Thank you for listening.
Yes, so we can wrap this one. Thanks for listening, everyone. Be sure to like and subscribe.
Yeah, stay tuned.